On this edition of WBOI's Field Notes, we're joined by Journal Gazette sports reporter Victoria Jacobson to discuss the funding proposal that includes a new sports stadium for Snyder High School. You'll also hear more from five-time MLB All-Star Yu Darvish's injury rehab start as a member of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. That's next on Field Notes from WBOI. Thank you for joining us this week. I'm Zach Bernard. Snyder High School in Fort Wayne currently utilizes Spuller Stadium at Northrop as its home sports venue. Fort Wayne Community Schools is pitching its district-wide equipment and facility improvement project to the school board. In that proposal is a brand new $30 million stadium for Snyder. To walk us through this, I'm joined by Journal Gazette sports reporter Victoria Jacobson. It's great to be with you.
Hi.
So what do we know about the Snyder Stadium proposal right now?
Well, if you drive by Snyder High School right now, there is a field and there are some bleachers there, but it's not a full stadium. It's not where Snyder hosts its varsity football games, that kind of thing. The plan is to give them a full stadium like we have at all of the other Fort Wayne community schools. That will include an artificial turf field, which means that there can be football, soccer, marching band, all back to back to back without having to give the field room to rest. There's also going to be a track, everything that you really need to host big time football games and other sorts of athletic and outdoor events.
The proposal will be discussed more broadly at the June 24th school board meeting. Do we have an indication as to how this is going to be received?
Well, they haven't talked to all of the neighbors yet, but the board sounds very excited about having a full stadium at Snyder. I think this should be very well received by the Snyder athletic community. And so I know that they are all very excited about it.
The stadium proposal makes up nearly 75% of the overall improvement package, but there are other elements involved. Could you tell us more about those?
Sure. There are a lot of other improvements and just regular upkeep that you're going to see. About $3 million of that is budgeted for improvements in ventilation at the Helen P. Brown Natatorium. That's the pool that is over right by Southside High School that's used by many, many of the city's schools, and it's where a lot of the meets are held. There will also be some money going to Amp Lab at Electric Works and some set aside for just sort of smaller scale improvements at schools across the district, so scoreboards, that kind of thing, and then some more set aside for equipment like soccer goals, uniforms, all that kind of stuff.
The month of June is coming to an end. What are some other things you're keeping an eye on?
Well, it is summer, so that means that it is time for swimming. As many of you probably know, the Olympic swim trials are going on right now in Indianapolis. We have a fair number of qualifiers from our area who are going to be competing. Some of them are going to be competing later in the week, so we still have some more news rolling out on that. And then we'll get into our annual city tournaments and meets such as the city swim meet, city golf, all of that kind of fun annual traditions.
You mentioned the Olympic swimming trials at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, and if I heard correctly, one of those giant Olympic-sized pools will eventually be moved to Fort Wayne?
That is correct. I was a little surprised to hear about it myself. I guess I never really thought about where pools come from, but one of the pools that is currently in Lucas Oil Stadium, when the trials are over, it will be dismantled, shipped up here, and then it will be kept in storage up here until a new home for it is built.
Amazing stuff. Victoria Jacobson covers sports in Northeast Indiana for the Journal Gazette, primarily focused on high school coverage. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
San Diego Padres ace Yu Darvish suited up for a rehab start with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps Wednesday night. Darvish is working his way back from a groin and hamstring injury that's kept him sidelined since late May. He threw 60 pitches in a bullpen session last Friday, and the Padres wanted him to work out some rough edges in a live game ahead of his return. 5,000 fans battled the heat and humidity to watch the five-time MLB All-Star in action against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers at Parkview Field. He threw 33 strikes on 49 pitches and struck out three, but also surrendered 6 runs on 7 hits, including a home run by Jesus Chirinos that cleared the 400 club in center field. Only Chirinos and Fernando Tatis Jr. have done that. Darvish, through his interpreter, said his focus was on sharpening his pitches ahead of his big league return.
I think as far as today goes, you know, I was able to throw most all of my pitches, which was good. I thought the splitter and the slider was working very nicely. You know, now it's time to get back on the big league mound, you know, full adrenaline, go back in there and, you know, get into like real true competition. So, you know, I think I'm ready to go today.
In 19 seasons between Japan's Nippon Professional Baseball League and Major League Baseball, Darvish has won 200 games across 450 starts with a spectacular 2.89 earned run average. If enough Hall of Fame voters believe his stats in Japan are worthy of consideration, he's made as strong a case as anyone for enshrinement in Cooperstown. The Tin Caps are a developmental team with a median age of 23.2. Top Padres prospect Ethan Salas was Darvish's catcher Wednesday night. When Salas was born in 2006, Darvish started 24 games for the Nippon Ham Fighters and won his first national championship. From the World Baseball Classic to the World Series, Darvish has seen baseball's biggest stages. The lighter stakes of Fort Wayne did not affect his approach.
Whichever level that you're playing in baseball, you just want to go out there and try to give the team a chance to win. And, you know, my mindset was basically that going into this game.
He added that he has family in Fort Wayne and was happy they were able to be in the stands for his quick visit. It appears to be the final stop ahead of his return to San Diego. Darvish has a 3.20 earned run average in 11 starts this season for the Padres. Some quick hits entering the weekend. Caitlin Clark and the 6-10 Indiana Fever take their three-game winning streak on the road. They'll head to Atlanta to take on the Dream Friday. Then it's round three against Angel Reese and the Chicago Sky, this time at Wintrust Arena in the Windy City. That game tips off at 4 p.m. on ESPN. Their last matchup on June 16th was the most watched WNBA game on any network in 23 years. The NBA offseason is underway. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reports the Pacers and Pascal Siakam have agreed to a four-year, $189.5 million contract. The Pacers acquired Siakam from the Raptors mid-season, and he played a pivotal role in the team's run to the Eastern Conference Finals. And the NFL has revealed that the Indianapolis Colts will begin training camp at Grand Park in Westfield on Wednesday, July 24th. That's all for Field Notes this week. Join us every Thursday on 89.1 or wherever you get your podcasts for the latest sports from Northeast Indiana and the Hoosier State. You can also find these stories and conversations at WBOI.org. Until next time, I'm Zach Bernard.
Production for Field Notes is provided by Brittany Smith. Music for Field Notes is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. You can support this podcast anytime at wboi.org/donate. You and I are listening to WBOI.